this duality will not disappear.
Okay. Did you get it? You played with the words and a very tricky one. He said, okay, do you remember the story I told you about those four guys? Those four guys? They cannot solve their problem. Who will? Remember I told you Solomon is here? He said, Solomon could solve it. Why? Because Solomon could talk all the languages. By Solomon I meant that, to learn all the languages, to learn common language, which is common sense. Remember, in common sense you don't need any proof. You just feel it, it's right. When you correct your feeling and you could subdue a little bit, push down this me of the ego, suddenly you feel it all. This game is to avoid all of that because your intelligence knows. Because we were honest right at the beginning, we said it, didn't we? First paragraph of the first book, we said the problem is this. And intelligence knows that. Yes?
Oh, all you wrangling birds, hearken like the falcon to this falcon drum of the king. Hark.
Because that's the difference between the tamed falcon and non-tamed falcon. Falcon is not really tamed. You could not really tame the falcon. That's why when the falcon is sitting, they have even to cover its eyes, because it's a very aggressive hunter. It's one of the most aggressive hunters. It's one of those birds that could kill itself while hunting. Right, but they put a hat that is sitting. Then what is about being tamed? One thing only. They will teach him just one thing, that no matter what you do, no matter what the moment is, there is this little drum. They just tuck, 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 tuck that. And the falcon should know that whatever that noise means, give up everything, come back. What is that to you? That is the surrender we mean. When you listen, the drum calls you, you should give up everything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if this bird has his claws on the skin of the rabbit. The noise, give up. That's it. That calling. And only that. There is nothing else. Really, they don't communicate that way like the tame animal and things like that. It's a wild bird. But the communication is that drum. That's what we promote, because we know there is that drum that will call you back to the king when you are too busy with your own stuff. You should be ready for that. That when that click comes, suddenly give up everything. Remember your kingship, your part of we, and your duties towards this we. Suddenly should put everything you have on hold to feel that moment of kindness. That's the trick. Because a moment of kindness, if you submerge in it, you will come out so fresh and so thirsty to go back. It's that kind of feeling. So, remember, he's calling all the thinkings, you old thoughts which are conflicting each other. Remember that drum of returning. Remember that returning to the heart. That always calling us to come back to me, come back to me. That is the point. Do not forget that one, because it will call you. When? For example, you are doing something in the market, you're playing, you're doing this and that, and you want to take up this, suddenly that will kill. Is it just? Does it serve the justice? Is it truly, do you have right? Is it right? Is it correct you're doing this or not? All of those questions about, remember the word, right? We'll call you every single moment. You should be ready for it. That when that call has come, you give up everything. Because nothing is more important than Ha-Chi-Po. Nothing is more important to the sleeve of the king for that bird. Yes.
Hark, from every quarter set out with joy, from your diversity towards oneness. Wherever you are, turn your faces towards it. This is the thing which he has not forbidden unto you. Blind birds are we, and very inept, and that we do not once recognize that Solomon. Like the owls, we have become hostile to the falcons. Consequently, we are left behind in the place of ruin.
How did it happen to us? Being busy playing with each other. Look at the real game we played. Look at the history of humanity. We are all fighting each other. As long as we remember, we are fighting each other. And we forgot that mission which created we. And we all together could do it. We forgot that because we are all busy with our own problem and competing with each other, fighting each other. That's what it is. Yes?
Because of extreme ignorance and blindness, we are seeking to hurt those honored of God. How should the flock of birds, which are enlightened by Solomon, tear out the wings and plumes of the innocent? Nay, they would bring grain to the helpless ones. Gentle are those birds, and without pugnacity or hatred, their hoopoe, for the sake of glorifying, unfolds the way to 100 like good geese.
Mm-hmm. So, what happened? We, being busy fighting each other, we tend to even hurt the best of us, who are our Solomons, the people who know the language of everyone, who could do everything. These are the people who are supposed to send only a little bird to visit your lady and make your lady a real queen for Solomon. This is what it is all about. Remember, we appreciated Belrays as a good example of intelligence. He said, look at this lady. Didn't say, how come he didn't say big camels or a lion to us from my hand? How this little bird? Because it's a little thought that could change your brain. To remember the principle. Remember the most important part of you. What is the most important part of you? I'm 100% positive that wherever I put this question, everybody thinks about the brain. And they believe this is the most important part of me. Guess what? The most important part of me is not in me. It comes in me and goes out like the breath. The air is the most important part of me. The culture, the human culture which is in me, which could be taken away in a moment without me dying, me becoming my animal. Isn't that possible? Oh, gradually it happens. So that's the best part. Don't forget the best part of yourself and be busy with the worst part. Yes.
Their crow, if it was a crow in outward aspect, was a falcon in aspiration and turned not aside. Their stork, which cries, lap, lap, cast upon doubt the fire of the profession of unity. Mm-hmm. And their doubt...
You know, now suddenly he invited you to a zoo, a zoology, especially for the birds. Because these birds, we believe, these are different kind of thinking, okay? Thoughts. He will unify the thoughts. He will start with that lovely hoo-hoo. Okay, then he goes to the negative one, the crow, and say, oh, the crow will change to the best. So there is no negative thought over there. All the birds are good. Then it goes to stork. You know, stork is not a stork. In Persian, we call it lak-lak. Amazingly, it's not Arabic, it's Persian. And you know why lak-lak we call it? Put two sticks of wood. Noise will be just lak-lak-lak. So we call him lak-lak because two beaks will cluck-cluck-cluck like that. In Arabic language, lak means for you. So we say, oh, look at this little bird which is calling the god that for you, everything is for you. That's why we appreciate this bird and we say this is good thought, because this is the thought just opposite of intelligence. Your intelligence is for me, for me, for me. We found the bird that sounds like for you, for you. We say this is the best kind of bird. To remember for you, for you. Yes?
And their dove is not scared by hawks. The hawk lays his head before their dove, their nightingale, which throws you into ecstasy, has the rose garden in its heart. Their parrot is independent of sugar, for the sugar of everlastingness showed its face to him from within. The feet of their peacocks are fairer to see than others in peacock's plumage. The speeches of princely birds are an echo. Where is the speech of the birds of Solomon?
This is the verse that you cannot really translate. This is where he talked about what? This bird, that bird, that bird, that bird, and explained all of that, and in his mind he knows that I'm talking about this kind of thinking. And at the end, let's talk about mantabotet, means the logic of flying. We talked about the birds, logic of the flight of the bird. We say, That reminded me, there are two books with that name. One belongs to Khaqani, and one belongs, he doesn't say Attar, he will say Soleimani, because this one belongs to Solomon. Because this is the solemn one, this is the healthy one, this is the good one. So we say, oh, where is that Solomon stuff? Because the Khaqani, he wanted to beautify the stuff. He was not looking for the depth of the beauty. So we will remember that mantabotet, which is translated here, yes, a speech of the birds of something, which is mantabot tayaran. And here is not mantabotet, it's mantabot tayaran, means the logic of the flying, the logic of flying thoughts, how the thought will fly away, which kind of thought could carry you away. Yes, how do you know the cries of the birds?
How will you ever know the cries of the birds when you have never seen Solomon for a single moment? The wings of that bird whose note trills are beyond east and west. Its every course is from the footstool of God to the earth. And from the earth to the throne of God, it moves in glory and majesty.
See, suddenly he said, I'm talking about thoughts, about the birds. What do you know about birds? You know what kind of birds I'm talking about? I'm talking about a bird that its song, its singing, goes beyond east and west. I'm talking about the bird that each little fly goes from the bottom to the top of the universe. That kind of thought I'm talking about. Because the thought accompanying Solomon could be like that. And without the Solomon, yeah,